Well, we're following some disturbing news about the Marine Corps. The Defense Department is investigating reports that active duty and retired male Marines shared naked photographs of female Marines and other women on a Facebook page called Marines United. Before it was taken down, it had 30,000 followers. Some of the photos were taken without the women's knowledge. Others were lifted from their Instagram accounts. And the posts with the pictures reportedly included obscene comments about rape and assault of some of the women. The allegations were first reported by the website War Horse, which is run by Marine veteran Thomas Brennan, who says he's now getting death threats. Angie Morgan is a retired Marine Corps captain. She's been an advisor on diversity issues to Marine General Joseph Dunford, chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. She's also co-founder of Lead Star, a leadership development firm. Captain Morgan, Angie, what do you make of this?
It was really disturbing when I heard this news over the weekend because it certainly didn't represent the Marine Corps that I know. I learned everything I know today about leadership from my training and development in the Marine Corps. So when you see behavior of a select few Marines counter to what the culture promotes, it's really disturbing.
Well, you know, and there are people who say, that's wishful thinking. You know, this is exactly what the culture promotes. I mean, for a long time, in all male forces, pin-up girls, have been a part of it. This is kind of the more modern version of that.
I can see where outsiders looking into the culture can be critical. And yes, right, pin-ups, pornography, I would be lying to say that those things never exist in the Corps. But when I think about the culture and its values of honor, courage, and commitment, none of the behavior that I read about over the weekend is reflective of this strong, rich tradition of leadership.
I was thinking of asking you if your picture might have been there, but you have no way of knowing because it's taken down now. Does that also maybe give you a little bit of a feeling of being more vulnerable than maybe you thought you were? You don't even know. And some of these comments were just brutal about the women.
Yeah, they were derogatory. They were horrific. And those people who made them, I mean, my greatest hope is swift justice brought to them. There is no room in the Corps for those who demonstrated this type of behavior. Now, that's the Marine Corps I believe in.
Right. Does that make you feel a little more, though, you know, I mean, you are a veteran at this point, mm-hmm. but, you know, unsure of yourself or the women who are now, as women become more involved in the American military, the women who might be considering that. One of the women whose picture was posted says, even if I could, I'm never reenlisting.
Honestly, in her situation, I don't blame her. Her Marines broke trust with her and they let her down. And it's sad to hear that. My greatest concern, though, would be for strong women who are thinking about entering the Marine Corps to be unsure of their decision of joining this, what I think, a tremendous fighting force. Because I think there needs to be stronger women leaders represented in the Marine Corps to really set a strong example of what women who wear a uniform are capable of achieving. I hope that women, again, who are thinking about this as a career option, really see that they could help positively address some of these negative issues impacting other women.
Yeah. The Marines were the most vocal in their opposition to the idea of women in combat. Do you worry that this could be just a stupid thing, you know, just some stupid online thing, but do you worry that it signals something else, part of that resistance?
I've been, you know, certainly aware that there has been a resistance with women's growing roles in the Marine Corps. But I think overall, when you hear the Commandant of the Marine Corps, you know, when the decision was made saying the Marines will do the right thing, he was very serious. I think time will tell ultimately how women perform in these expanded roles. And I have great confidence within the strong women leaders who, you know, are Marines and their abilities.
Yeah. I understand the person who posted the drive that's being investigated was a former Marine working for a defense contractor. He's since been relieved of his duties. What should happen to the others who participated, who maybe left comments that talk about women should be raped or sexually assaulted?
I have full confidence in the NCIS and the Marine Corps to handle those particular individuals in the best manner forward. I mean, my greater hope, though, for the organization is that the Marine takes this experience, as negative as it is, and uses it as an opportunity to learn and grow from it, not just by addressing those who contributed to the derogatory remarks, you know, against women in the Marine Corps, but then in the future, really think about how we as an organization can make sure that no Marine is subject to this type of abuse.
Well, sure. I mean, the male Marine who wrote about it and discovered it, is also being threatened and harassed. That's retired Marine Angie Morgan, co-founder of the leadership development group Lead Star. Angie, thank you.
Thank you so much, Robin.